I offered the cops to go take them to the exact spot I pulled over in. When I turned around, I pulled over and I called my wife, and I'm watching him out my rearview mirror, and he's walking towards the tracks. Where he went from there after I left from that spot, don't know.
You're listening to River City Mystery, a podcast that delves into the Evansville and surrounding tri-state area's mysteries, including unsolved crimes, murders, and disappearances. A show that isn't afraid to jump down the rabbit hole to investigate reports of local hauntings, sightings of UAPs and cryptids, among other paranormal phenomena. With your host, law office worker by day, insomniac researcher of the unknown by night, Matt Daig. Welcome to episode 16. This is a follow-up on the last episode where I interviewed Gina and Cecilia, the mother and sister of Zach Carey, who's been missing since May 30th of 2023. After the last episode aired, I was contacted by Chris, who is Zach's best friend and was the last person to see Zach since he was the one who dropped him off at the Welcome to Linville sign, if you recall. And Chris talks about some of the texts he received from Zach in the early morning hours of May 30th, 2023. And those texts basically indicate that he was having a bit of a paranoid episode and was not in a great state of mind. And Chris starts off our talk by referencing some of the topics brought up by Gina and Cecilia in the last episode. Here's my interview with Zach's best friend, Chris.
Nothing of what I have said has changed. If you want to see the text messages that she was talking about that the cops won't let her see, I will show them to you. I save all my messages with him. Here, I'll give you a roundabout of what he said. This way I don't leak it all, because I don't know if they want that to be told. And the message I got, let me get back to the message so I can be right on the money with what okay. He said. Because I don't want to say something that's not accurate. And the only reason I'm not helping them is because Zach has sat here and told me that he does not really like his mom. He didn't really want his sister Rachel knowing where I live. When they came here that night to supposedly get Zach's clothes, they were trying to break into my house. I have a police report about that.
Okay.
They were banned from here. And the dog didn't bite the dog catcher. It bit my neighbor. And he's willing to even talk to you about it because he's got the scars to prove it. Because Cutter tried to go after me, my daughter Haley, and the Evansville Police Department was sitting out front when Cutter bit my neighbor. And they had 7 days to go get him. The chip, they told the dog catcher that he was chipped here. Mm-hmm. When the dog catcher checked, it was chipped to their address. So, let's see. I save all my text messages. Okay. I would love to show you in person, mm-hmm. because if they're not, the cops not telling them anything, that must mean something. They're not going to tell a person of interest what a text says. If they were really about what for the parents and them, they would at least. Here's the text. I'll give you the summary of it.
Okay, that works.
Okay, he texts, and this was at May 30th at 1 a.m. He said, when are you going to plug the Wi-Fi back in?
Okay.
And then he said, I love you, bub. They just don't know me. Tell them to quit letting me make them look like fools. And get me chambers. Remember, I don't live there. May 30th at 4:37 a.m. You should have told me, but I left after the tracer car passed an hour or so before they came there in a flatbed truck with a tarp. The driver should remember me.
Whenever Zach talks about Chambers, you have no idea. He was just kind of rambling.
Yeah,
you don't know who he was talking about. Okay.
I don't know who Chambers is. And we contacted when I woke up and I went out there to see if Zach was in his room after I seen those texts. And I realized he wasn't. I came and woke my wife up. Me, my daughter Faith, and my wife went out looking for him. We couldn't find him, so I told my wife, I said, get a hold of his sister. We got a hold of his sister. Rachel called him and talked to him on the phone. This after I done told them that Zach is missing, I need you guys to come in town and help me get him. Because I cannot physically control him. He's way too strong for his own damn good. And I would put my life in jeopardy if I was to try, especially with the state of mind he was in.
If 6 cops couldn't hold him down, or 12 cops, sorry, 12 cops couldn't hold him down, we sure couldn't hold him down.
No, I don't blame you. No, not at all. So, at what point does he show up at your place that you end up going to Linville?
Rachel called him, then talked to him for a few minutes. And then she called me. She said, well, I know where he's at. He said he took a picture and sent it to me of turkeys. Well, the only place I know that turkeys hang out around my house is out there behind, coming down Pfeiffer, coming around the S-curves.
Okay.
So that's the only place I know about turkeys. So I got in my truck and went over there where the back entrance of the jail is. And I seen him sitting on the rail. I said, Zach, come on. And he looked at me. He got up. He got in the truck. We come back here. He got out of the truck, went to the room.
He told you to stay in the truck, that we're not done. We're going somewhere.
And I didn't. I followed him.
He went back there, got all these medicines, and I watched him put it in his hoodie pocket. And I asked him, where is he going? And he says, don't worry. I'll be back. We'll play our game. He says, I promise. And Zach never...
Zach makes a promise, he don't break it.
Yeah, he never broke a promise to me.
And like I said...
And that's your wife back there, right? Yes. Okay, just wanted to make sure.
When we were going up Lynch before we got to the motor mart, we were at the stoplight. She was on speakerphone with me the whole time until we got through the light and Zach said, well, we'll have to call you back, and hung my phone up.
And I kept on blowing up his phone to try to get a hold of him because...
I didn't know what he did. I thought he just hung it up and put it up. But apparently... He turned my airplane mode off on and turned my location off. Well, I shared my location with my wife. We got my...
So she sees that drop off the radar and kind of freaks out.
Yeah. And the tracer car, the only ones I know that drives tracer cars to try to catch you doing something wrong are cops.
Or undercover cops.
Or undercover cops. And Zach's already stated he has paranoia of cops. So that's the first thing I thought of. Well, I cannot tell him, no, I'm not going, because right now he's in that state of mind. I don't know what he would do to me if I was to tell him no. And I'm not putting my life on the line for anybody. I still want to know why his mom and them did not come in town the day I called them. The morning I called them to tell them to help me round Zach up, they refused. They said their job is more important than Zach. Then after Zach went off and disappeared, now all of a sudden, now they're worried about him. But they weren't worried about him when I called and told them. So right there, and I called them May 30th after I realized he was gone. And I couldn't find him. I said, you need to get in town to try to help me get Zach. I can't control Zach. Zach is a big guy. And what I think is funny, on the first news report that they put out, they said he was not violent. And then the second report, they said he was violent. Now, which one is it? Me and Zach's been friends for a long time. I wish no harm upon him. He's like a brother to me. The only friend I really had. His rule about me is I'm not allowed to get in any trouble. Or I'll get a strong talking to and the other person will get hurt.
Right.
Now, he has paranoia of cops. He went to the hospital. He brags about this. He said, how many people do you know could put 12 cops in the hospital and not get a charge for it? He went to Deaconess Hospital for paranoia of cops, which I don't blame his mom for putting a missing person in the report, but why didn't you come in town the day I called you, the same day that I got all these messages? Why didn't you just come in town and help me get him? If you know how he is, why didn't you come in town and do this? Now, if someone called you about your son running off and you don't know his state of mind, would you not want to come in town and help? No matter if you have to work, wouldn't your son be the main priority?
Yeah.
So see, what they're saying about me is wrong. And my friend Ty's wife, she knows him really well. She's seen him before. She's talked to him. He worked for her husband, Ty. And she was at Casey's over on South Grinder Road, and a gray Chevy or GMC or Chevy square body. It was a primer color. His ex-wife was sending my son, because he's in that drug stuff, was going over to his Zach's ex-wife Karen's house. We have a photo of her sending him gift cards. Now, Zach is smart. That's one thing they're not lying about. He is very intelligent. If Zach don't want to be found, he's not going to be found until he's ready. That's when he'll be found.
So, but Karen, your child has pictures of Zach's ex-wife sending Zach gift cards?
My wife.
Your wife. Okay.
Yeah, because we took my son, Patrick, over to her house and dropped him off. And she was showing me that she was sending him gift cards because he would only accept gift cards.
And when was this?
I would have to talk to my wife. She's got it on her phone. I ain't got her phone right now.
Okay. But this was like well after after he was missing.
Yes. I allowed the police, and see, they said I got forced to give his stuff to the police.
Mm-hmm.
I surrendered it because I felt I didn't want no part of it. You know, My main thing is I'm a dad myself. If my kid's friend called me and said, hey, your son disappeared, I don't know where he's at, you need to come in town and help me, I'd be on it. Why didn't you come in town? You're so worried about him. He griped and complained about going out there because he felt like they were taking advantage of him, always needing this, always needing that. Cutter bit my neighbor on the hand. He's got the scar to prove it. The cops were out here to do what they call a standby so they can pick up the dog. And as we were talking to the cop, my friend Mike was sitting next to my wife and my daughter on the porch. And Cutter just turned around and bit him in the hand. So they had 7 days to go get him, but I keep all records of everything, any text messages, all of it. I keep records of it. I've allowed the police to go through my phone records. I told them everywhere I went from the time, and they said they don't know if he took his medicine that day. Yes, he did. I made him take his medicine before he left. I said, you need to take your medicine. He took his medicine and threw his pill bottles in his pockets. He got back in the truck. He said, Bug, get in the truck. So I got in the truck. He said, let's go. I'm driving him. And all he's doing is pointing. I'm just driving wherever he tells me.
Right. So where did you guys end up on this drive?
All right. I went from, he wanted me to go straight on St. George. Mm-hmm. Instead, I turned right and went down towards Lynch and turned up Lynch. I went to the modal mark right there at the corner of Lynch and Oak Hill. He said, get you a drink and get me 4 packs of cigarettes. We are going to be gone for a while. I said, that I cannot be gone, man. I got a wife and kids I got to worry about. And after I said that, all he did the whole time was point. He took me the back ways, had me lost. The only reason I know we were in Elverfelt is because when we went in, we went only maybe a block in and went in a circle and came back out. We got back out on 68. We got almost maybe a block to the Welcome to Linville sign. He said, pull over. You've gone too far. I'll go here from here on my own. I let him out. He threw his ID, his credit card, his Social Security card, his food stamp card, his cash at me. He said, this should get you enough gas to get home. I didn't want the money. He told me to put money in my gas. I put $20 into my tank so I can make it to the house. And I came back here. He promised my wife, because as we were going towards the motor mart on Lynch, he told my wife, my wife asked him, are you coming back? He said, yes, I promise. Zach don't make promises he don't intend to keep.
Okay.
I don't like my name being slandered. I've talked to an attorney. I'm going to be filing a slander lawsuit against them because they're judging my character and lying on me. And I don't like liars. They're making me out to be this horrible person, which I'm not. You know what? Zach was worried about and upset that he lost a job. He used to pay us rent. He wasn't paying us rent because he didn't have a really good job. So he was upset about that. And I told him, I said, dude, we are not worried about you paying. When you did have the money, you were paying extra just to help out. So therefore, I don't care. You and his stuff will be here when he comes. If he wants it, it'll be here. It's locked up in my shed. I even boxed it up for him. I put it in a lock under lock and key. No one can have it until he comes here and picks it up.
Okay. So whenever you guys were driving to the Linville sign, or when you got to that point, you said you went too far. Where do you think he wanted you to turn?
He kept talking about a lake.
Okay.
And my thing is, I thought he was talking about bluegrass. I forgot about his family used having a lake. So I'm driving around trying to get to bluegrass. I forgot how to get there. He asked me if he can use my phone. I didn't think about him having a prepaid one of them government phones. So I let him use my phone. He did something, and then he shoved it up under the seat. When I went to grab for it, he took it away. He shut my location off. When I dropped him off and he got out of my truck, I called my wife. I said, what do you think I should do? Should I come home or should I follow him? So just come home. So I turned around and I came back. And after that, then Rachel came over. She goes, my brother said he felt safe with you. I knew that because I'm his best friend. I wouldn't do nothing to that boy if I couldn't. He's stronger than a mule. Very strong. And it's not like I forced him in the truck, like, come on, get in. Oh, he got in on his own. He's the one that told me to get in. And when a big guy like that, with that much strength, and I know he can hurt me, I wouldn't stand a chance with him. So when he told me, I want to think that he wouldn't hurt me, but at the time, I didn't know what hit was going on in his mind. And I'm not going to put my life in jeopardy to appease somebody else. It's not worth it.
So where do you think he is now? Do you have any ideas?
Like, well,
where
you think, like... well, I asked my son, Patrick, whose mm-hmm. great truck would that be that he would be getting out? Mm-hmm. And he goes, what color is it? I said, it's a Chevy square body with primer gray. He said, well, let me see a picture of it. I showed him a picture. He said, that's Karen's. They either know where he's at because they've been switching everything around. Everything they told you mm-hmm. has been out of this world. Reason why I didn't contact you is because it just stir up them to say more lies. I was letting them feed their own self. They want to call me names. I'm letting them dig their own little hole. So when I do file this slander lawsuit, and that's what I planned on doing, because if you think my scrawny ass can hurt Zach, you're out of your mind. That man is too strong for me. I would die. He would kill me in an instant. I'm only buck 99. I mean, I watched this dude pierce his own lip with an ice pick and a hammer. I mean, yes, he has a paranoia of cops, which I stated to my wife. I said, yes, it's a good thing that they reported him missing, but like I told Jarrett West, he has a paranoia of cops. If you go to grab him, your little buddy right there is not going to save you, and your tasers are not going to save you. Ask the Evansville police about what happened to him when they tried to confine him in a hospital room. He said they shot him up with so much Thorazine, they lost count after 2,000 milligrams.
Oh, my gosh.
He said there were four cops tasing him, and he was still tossing them around the room.
So this is somebody who's definitely going out of his way to not be caught. I mean, he's paranoid of cops, so he's staying off the grid, and you know.
I mean, if you don't want to have the encounter with the cops, you heard part of the messages. I didn't read it all because they don't need to know. Because if the cops wanted them to know, they would have told them. I gave you little bits and pieces, but in that statement, what did he tell me? I do not live there, and his ID says he lives on Grossman Road. So he wanted me to lie. I didn't lie. I'm not a liar. I'd rather tell the truth than lie. I mean, the only reason I'm not helping them is because how they're slandering my name. They wanted my help. Fine. Quit slandering my name. Quit making me out to be this horrible person, because I'm not. I'm the type of guy to give you the shirt off my back. I just don't deal with drama. And when his sisters came over here telling my daughter's ex-boyfriend that, what are you going to do if we kick in the door and just go back there and take his stuff? Yeah, I showed up and four cops were right behind me. I got a police report from when the cops were here to do a standby. You can look all this up. It's out there. It's public records. So them telling you guys I'm not trying to help out. Now, if I wasn't trying to help out, would I allow the cops to go through my phone without a warrant? Would I give the cops his ID, his credit card, social security card, the cash, all of it? Right. If I was trying to hide something.
Yeah. And that's why I wanted to hear from you, because you know, whenever you talk to somebody, you are going to get one side. You're not going to hear the others. I knew there was another side of this that we weren't getting. And it made sense that you wouldn't necessarily want to say something, because obviously the last person to see somebody is kind of always a suspect.
And I know Jared West, because all of them, all four of them, besides the sergeant, which he violated the Disability Act because he used my mental status, my disability against me. Because I told Jarrett West, look, you guys need to quit telling me that I'm not in trouble. I'm the last one to be with him, so I am the prime suspect. That's a given. He goes, no. Well, Jarrett West told me to contact him whenever I hear anything about Zach. Well, Zach's mom's boyfriend, Eric, texts us on our Facebook saying, Zach is no longer with us. I hope you're happy. Now, what does that mean? You tell me what that means. Because I got an understanding what that means. But if you hear that, what's your first obvious thing?
Well, yeah, your imagination runs kind of wild. What do you think he's meaning? How do you interpret that?
Well, if I was you, and I heard that and seen that, and him saying that with Zach being missing, and Zach's smart, he's not going to be caught. He'll eventually get caught, but right now he don't want to be found. And he promised my wife, and I've never known Zach to break a promise. He said, I'll be back. Because him and my wife plays Ark. It's a survival game. And he promised her that he'll be back. So, and he loves my little daughter, Tanya. That's his, he calls her the midget mafia. The child midget mafia. Because she'll bully him out of snack cakes or drinks. So me and Zach has a good, it's pretty funny that I know Zach, because me and Zach sit and talk. They said that he used to come out there all the time. No, only time he came out there is because they kept blowing up his phone wanting him to come out there. Yes, he went over to CC's and went and checked on CC every now and then. But it's not like they were putting it out there.
Was he, because I think they were, his mom and sister were kind of concerned that he was suicidal and that he was going to.
You know what Zach told my daughter because my 13-year-old has tried to commit suicide. You know what he told her? Suicide is the easy way out. And you don't want to do the easy way out. You need to keep fighting. So does that sound like a person that would want to hurt themselves?
It does not. And the fact that he hasn't been found tells me that he's probably, and he's also kind of, they mentioned that he's a survivalist. Like he's somebody who literally could go out.
Yeah, me and him, look, when we were younger, we'd go down to the creek down from his mom's house. His mom would tell us not to go out. We'd go down there and fish for weeks on end, not even coming back to the house. So, yeah, he is very smart. He's very intelligent. He's the kind that sits back and watches people. And my friend Ty's wife said, you know, if you see somebody, you don't know somebody, you're not going to go in a store and look out the window and wait until they leave before you come out. Well, she texted me. She said, I think I just seen Zach. I said, where at? She said, the Casey's over on South Green River Road. See, I would have helped the detectives after the sergeant did what he did and violated the Disability Act. I don't want to help them. They showed their true colors. One, don't lie to me, because my grandpa was a cop. My Uncle Dean was the FBI in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm pretty intelligent when it comes to law enforcement. When he told me that, they told me I'm not in trouble. One, you're lying. Quit lying to me. Just be honest with me. I'd rather you be honest with me than lie to me. Just like you would rather me be honest with you than lie to you. So I don't mind helping them. But when you're slandering my name and making me out to be a bad person that I'm not, there's a difference. I offered the cops to go take them to the exact spot I pulled over in. When I turned around, I pulled over and I called my wife, and I'm watching him out my rearview mirror, and he's walking towards the tracks. Where he went from there after I left from that spot, don't know. But it's kind of funny. His ex-wife was sending him gift cards on Cash App. And you, everybody knows gift cards are not trackable.
Mm-hmm.
You can't track them.
Mm-hmm. And you don't remember how, like, how long after he was missing that was taking, like, weeks or days?
Oh, it was right after the sergeant and a gang detective came over here. I've had 5 or 6 detectives here within 3 days of themselves. Now, I did what Jarrett West told me to do. Contact them if I hear anything. So, I've been letting him know. I texted him and sent him a screenshot of what Gina's boyfriend said to us. And my thing is, that made me think, if he's not with us no more, because the way he put it, and I want to be exact, so I want to wait until my wife gets back so I can be exact on what he said on the text. But it led me to believe that they know more than what they're saying. It's making me out to be this horrible person. And you know what? I'm going to do it because I want everybody on your podcast to know I'm not lying. I've kept every text messages from the time I got Zach a phone to all the way to this cell phone number, which the last part I read you was, what, remember, I don't live there. Is mm-hmm. that the last part yeah. I mm-hmm. read to you?
Yeah.
And I read you about the tracer car passing and all that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got that.
Okay. After that, he said, but like I said, you should have told me, still love you, bub. We could have avoided the 3 hits it took to break down a locked door. And you know me, I don't run. I walk to my current position. They fucked up. Hope you like the money from the settlement. Could cover everything I'm behind on and then some. Well, he knows if the cops mess with me and violates my rights, I'm going to sue them. Which they're only bonded for $50,000 anyways, and then I can go after them personally. So he knows that. So what do you think he's trying to do? He's trying to be able to set me up where I can sue them, and then he can, all that money that he supposedly owes me, which I'm not worried about, will get paid back. And then some. They didn't tell you that CeCe is his life insurance beneficiary, right?
No, they didn't say that.
Oh, they didn't say that. Now, when he was working for Induction Iron,
mm-hmm.
he did ask me to be on his life insurance while he worked there. After that, as far as I know, he don't have that insurance no more. It's not covering him because he's not working there. So they said CeCe is over his life insurance. And 2 and 2 is not adding up. It's pretty bad. I'm his best friend. And I know more than about Zach than most people.
Yeah. And that's what they all said when I talked to them. They were like, you know, nobody knows Zach better than you do. And that's why I guess they were wanting more information from you, I guess, is the frustration.
Well, if his sisters wouldn't have did what they did that night, I wouldn't mind to give them his stuff. But they did what they did that night. They ruined it. They could have came here peacefully and asked me instead of threatening to break in my house and take it. Then, see, I was willing to even go out there and help search for him. I got told that, they were saying I did something. No, you're wrong. I didn't do nothing to Zach. I could never do nothing to Zach. I love that boy to death. He's like a big brother to me that my older brother and me really don't get along. So he was like a big brother to me.
Yeah. No, and it makes sense that you want to protect him and not, you know, if he wants to go off and be off the grid, I mean, it's not illegal to want to just disappear and be left alone.
I mean, why would you set your son up? Knowing he's paranoid of cops. Mm-hmm. I understand that you were wanting to find him.
Yeah.
But using the cops, knowing that he has paranoia of cops, are just going to entice him to run harder.
Right. And I think one of their concerns, too, is that he's on that medication for, you know, his issues. And if he's not on that, kind of like,
does he break his pill bottles with him?
But I mean, how long does that last?
He took his medicine the day before we left this driveway, and I dropped him off about a block away from the Linville welcome sign on 68. He took his medicine. I watched him take his medicine, then he put his pill bottles in his pocket. Depending on how much medicine was in the pill bottles, because I didn't open them up and look, because they were in his pocket. But I know he took all, I took his medicine that he was supposed to before we left. And then he put his pill bottles back in his pocket.
Is there anything else you went out to clear the air for, anything you want anyone to know?
I'm not this horrible person they're making me out to be. I'll tell you that right now. I mean, me and Zach are tighter than two peas in a pod. Yes, if I knew where he was at and he asked me not to say something, I'm not saying nothing. Because that's my brother, and he would do the same for me if I didn't want no one knowing. So, unfortunately, he hasn't contacted me. He hasn't came by. I'm getting reports that he's in town. His ex-wife is sending him gift cards through Cash App. And the truck that my friend Ty's wife seen him in is hers. Maybe they should start asking, why is Karen sending him gift cards, knowing that that can't be tracked?
Right. Has anybody talked to Karen?
I asked Karen, but the role is that, I ain't seen him. I said, I just don't want you getting in trouble. So, and believe me, when it comes down to it, I'm telling the truth. I'm not going to lie about it. I kept every message. When the first detective called me, it was a female, I talked to her. I try to help out as much as I can, but when you make me out to be this horrible person that I'm not, that's one thing. I'm not going to help someone that is making me out to be this horrible person. And I'm weird and strange anyways, like his sister Cece said. I wasn't weird and strange when Zach was around. Why am I weird and strange now that he decided to go off the grid? It's not unusual for Zach to go off the grid.
Yeah, they mentioned that, yeah.
I didn't even know he left my house. And at the time, I had cameras, and I could see who's around my house. It wouldn't record, but I would have seen him. And he was able to get out of the garage and out into the woods without me ever noticing. And see, I texted him the next day, May 31st. I said, bud, if you get this, call me, please. The next day, I texted him and asked, and just to see if he would respond. No one responded. We kept trying. My wife called. This lady found his phone. She called. She was talking to me. She said, who is this? I said, that's my brother's phone. Where did you find it? You need to get a hold of the Wark County Sheriff's Department and let them know. They even found packs of cigarettes with him, with the phone, around the area of the phone, I was told. So I bought him 4 packs of cigarettes. Apparently not. Or they just fell out of his pocket when he tried to, when he lost his phone, because he was wearing a baggy, thin baggy black jacket.
So it's possible this stuff just fell out of his pocket.
Yeah, they probably just slipped out of his pocket. The phone, the way his sister is talking, that it was placed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which, that's a possibility, because if he turned my location off on my phone when I allowed him to use it, that just tells you he didn't want to be found. When Jared West came here, I told him, I said, if you want to go through my phone records, I will go with you. He said, yeah, we'll come by tomorrow. I said, I'll go up there and I'll even have AT&T show you everything. I'm not going to hide nothing. You can look through my phone calls. I'll show you all my texts between him and me. I mean, if there's a day that you want to do a live from TikTok explaining this, I'll go on live with you. This way, the whole world can see the text message that in the conversations that we had. Me and Zach has never had a disagreement. We've never argued or fought.
If you had something to say to Zach, if he could somehow listen, you know, what would you say to Zach?
Zach, if you're listening, dude, you need to get your ass home because I am getting sick and tired of this. You need to let someone know where you're at, that you're okay. I don't care whether you call the sheriff's department or wherever you're at. Just call them, let them know you're all right. Let them see you. They don't want to grab you or lock you up. They just want to talk to you and make sure you're all right. If you are out there listening, I love you, bub. It's time to come out of hiding. If you're a friend of mine and you're listening and you said you love me as much as you said you did, you need to come out and let everybody know you're all right. I don't care how you do it. Whether you leave a voicemail on my phone, you know my number, you call your mom, you call the Wark County Sheriff's Department, you call any law enforcement. I don't care where you're at. They won't tell them where you're at. Just they'll let the detectives know you're okay.
I want to thank Chris for coming on and sharing his side of the story. You know, he's taking a bit of a risk in doing so. So I appreciate that. Hopefully it helps bring Zach home, and hopefully Chris and Zach's family can come to some sort of agreement where they're all on the same page again. If you have any information on the whereabouts of Zachary Carey, give the Warwick County Sheriff's Department a call at 812-897-6180. And there's more information on Zach at rivercitymystery.com/16. Thanks for listening, and until next time, take care.